Joining us is someone who never needs an accent.
And she's always so sweet smelling. Welcome, Lynn. Welcome back,
wow,
Lynn
there's
May.
A compliment you don't get often.
Thank you, I think. Thank you.
Well, she smells better than us. Jeez, we've been here all
That's
week.
That's not saying much.
Well, you guys have been here all week, and you're doing a fantastic job.
Oh, well, thank you for that, but we don't think so.
No, neither does the management.
Well, your secret is safe with me. Anytime anybody does anything to help veterans or help us spread our message, I love it. So you guys rock.
I'm all about spreading messages.
I'm not going there. But Lynn, you've got a poster in front of us here. What's this
not
all about?
Just a poster.
I do. You know, my name's Lynn May. I'm with the DAV flight team, the Disabled American Veterans. And one of the things we do as we travel the country as an outreach for the DAV is we have a poster. It usually has some awesome aircraft on it, as this one does. And we have that at our display, and we ask all veterans and active military to stop by and sign the poster. It gives us an opportunity to say thank you for your service, to honor them in some way. And we've had such a great response. But as you look at this poster, the two of you, can see it's filled.
Hold it up to the microphone so they can see it.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
do have a webcam.
We do, actually. And it's right there.
Well, so hold that up.
Let the lady talk.
The poster has all those signatures on it. And those are the real heroes. That's why we do what we do. Those are the folks that made it happen for us. Those are the ones to whom we owe our freedom. And that's why we do this program, as an outreach to say, you need help, we're here to help you. We want to thank you for your service. You mean the world to us. You really are our hero. So this is something that we do that always makes me a little emotional. We not only have this at our display and leave it for the veterans to sign, we leave it there in that community to stay there to honor all those that came by and signed it.
Okay, so we go to the local DAV chapter of that area.
No, we usually present it to, like if we're on a military base, we'll present it to the CO, maybe the air show director, someone that's directly associated with the air show that we know it will have great meaning for. Now, what do they do with it afterwards? I don't know. That's up to them. But most of the time, we'll come back and we'll see it in their office, or we'll see it in the museum or in an FBO. And it's there to honor those who signed it. And as we've done this through the years, I think of the posters that are out there and the names that are on there of the folks that are no longer with us. It still honors them. It's still there to serve as a reminder of the sacrifices they made for us. And, you know, that's just the best. The DAV is dedicated to fulfilling the promises to the men and women who served all the way through World War II, all the way to the ones that are coming back now. You know, our services and benefits are just as relevant today as they were back in World War I in 1920 when DAV started. You know, we've had such a great, fantastic week. I know you have been a part of it. You've been a great part of spreading the message for us. And we had the concert, the salute to veterans.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, there's just been the Veterans Parade was awesome. And just all the people that we've encountered down at our display and when we were on Boeing Plaza has just been incredible. I said earlier that we really do make a difference in somebody's life everywhere we go. Here at AirVenture, we have made a difference for so many folks. That's why we keep coming back. We love it. We know it's important. It means the world to us.
So now the real work begins for the local chapter.
Absolutely. You know, they've gotten a lot of leads, a lot of new members, a lot of folks, not just with the local chapter, but to whom we need to refer to someone locally in their own area.
To where they live, yeah.
Hey, they're from all over here at AirVenture, and there are offices all over the country. We have over 1,300 chapters across the country and over 1.3 million members. So, yeah, we're going to keep them a little bit busy after this week because there are a lot of follow-up things that need to be done to help the veterans that stop to see us.
Where's DAV going? Where's the flight team going next?
Well, our next stop is in Seattle, Washington. Mike and I will be leaving with the display trailer today, driving out to Seattle. We'll be out there with a bear cat and a tiger cat, which should be pretty cool.
You better get some pictures, because the tiger cats are really rare.
Yes, they
are.
Very
rare. It's even more rare to see the two of them perform together.
Right.
So we're really excited about that.
Can I go?
I want to go, too.
You know, maybe I need to get a bigger suitcase and just stick you guys in there.
There you go.
Wait a minute. I'm not.
You're driving. You just throw us in the trailer. We don't scream much when you bounce us around.
No, not at all. I was going to say, don't put him and I in the same suitcase. It doesn't work.
No, yeah. we tried that once.
I was going to say, it sounds like the voice of experience.
Oh, yeah, trust me.
Well, we're really excited about going to Seattle because we haven't been in that market before, and it's just a fantastic show. The Seafair there is just wonderful. So we're excited about that. We'll also come back and do Thunder Over Michigan in Ypsilanti, the Fort Wayne Air Show in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And then we'll round out our season in Robins Air Force Base in Warner Robins, Georgia.
Well, yeah. How many shows have you been to this year?
Well, so this is our 10th.
Wow.
And this is our 9th. I lose count. I just go where they tell me.
So your theme song is, I've been everywhere, man.
I've been everywhere. You got it. Well, you know, we try to go different places and not go to the same place over and over, just to make sure we can get the message out there. And we rely on the media and great folks like you to help us get that message out, that there's help available. If you're a veteran out there that needs help, give us a call. Go to dav.org, dav.org, and get the help you've already earned. You've already paid the price for it. Get the help you need. And, you know, it's such an honor to be able to travel the country, meet our real American heroes, and spread the message of hope to veterans all across the land.
That's a wonderful thing. Difficult to do, I'm sure, but very rewarding.
Very much so. Very much so. I always say, if we reach one veteran that otherwise didn't know where to turn for help, then we've accomplished our mission. I know you've heard me say that before, but I do mean it.
Well, that's good. That's very good. I'm sure you still get a lot of guys that say, I didn't even know all this was available to me.
That's true. We get folks that come up and say, now, what's DAV stand for? And I tell them, some people think it means Dave.
Yes.
Like you.
Yes. I like the organization. I don't know why.
But, you know, and that's wonderful, because the reason we're out there is so people who don't know who we are, we can tell them our story and tell them our mission, and hopefully bring them on board to help veterans as well.
Or get them help.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Whichever the case may be.
Yeah. Well, it's great that you come to us for assistance, because most of the time we're totally useless. And it's been
a lot.
Boy,
you can tell it's day 7.
It's been a lot of fun interfacing with DAV. And I got to tell you, for us, the Capper has been the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy
concert.
Yeah, that
was a great concert.
That was just outstanding. I can't say enough good things about it.
Well, and you know, I know that concert touched the lives and the hearts of a lot of those Vietnam veterans that were there watching, and that concert was just one of those special things. When Teresa Eamon sang God Bless America, I became emotional. It was so beautiful. So we love doing things like that, that really do reach out and really do hopefully spread that message to somebody who didn't know. And everything we do, that's the reason we do it.
Well, that's it. And they deserve every bit of it.
Absolutely. They've earned it.
They worked for it.
They sure do. And if anyone's out there listening that's at AirVenture today, we're still going to be around for a little while. Stop by and sign
the
poster if you haven't.
Don't you dare leave before the day's over.
Well, I wouldn't dream of it.
There you go.
Yeah. Was that one of those radio winks?
Yeah. You're going to be down there in Warbird Alley. Is the A-10? No. Still going to be there?
The A-10 is still there.
So did you get a ride in it yet?
It's still amazing. I'm still waiting. No, but come down and check it out and say hello to us. And if you haven't signed the poster already and you're a veteran, please come down and sign it. If not, come down and see how you can help a veteran.
All I have to say is they're going to have to look really hard to find a place to sign it.
Oh, there's all kinds of empty spots on there.
Spaces,
just squeeze your name in.
Just write small, yeah.
That's right. That's right. But, you know, this poster, when you look at that, that just shows you a very small portion of the reach that we have for veterans.
The number of people that have stopped by.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just fantastic.
And
so
it's amazing.
Well, even at the concert, I saw guys signing it.
Yep.
Yep. We had it there. We had it there. So it's a wonderful thing that we do for the veterans, and you know, everything we do, we try to do for veterans and help them every way we can. We're fulfilling those promises.
Yep, and that's a busy job. And I understand you're very good at taking the awning down, climbing all over the trailer and hanging off the roof.
Shh. No, we do work very hard, but it's a labor of love. We do it for such a great cause. And the DAV is out there, been there since 1920, chartered by Congress in 1932, and has been dedicated to helping veterans and their families since that time and continuing on now. So it's what we do, and it's what we love to do. You know, when people like you make fun of me, I don't mind.
This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and this has been Lynn May from the DAV, and we're still EAA Radio.